good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee and the Word. It is an exciting day today, and God has got an exciting and uplifting message for all of us today as we are embarking upon a brand new year. But I know one thing about a new year, and of course, because I've actually had 55 new years in my life, nothing changes in our lives unless we change. And so, you know, we can start a new year and talk about a new year and get excited about a new year, and we can go into the new year with high expectation, but many times we're expecting things to just magically change in our lives without us making any changes in ourselves. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about that and about what God has to say, but we know that we're also studying the word new in the Bible. God, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, the word new just began to rumble in my spirit. In fact, our next Power, Passion, Purpose Women's Conference on April 20th at New Life Assembly in Sherwood is going to be simply called The Power of New. And there's so much that God has to say about new. In Leviticus 26, verse 10, he says you have to clear out the old to make room for the new. And so many times in our lives, we're so reluctant to let go of the old because it's familiar and it's comfortable. Even when it isn't good, it's still familiar. And human beings tend to hang on to familiar simply because even if it isn't the best, it's something that they know and it's something that they're familiar with. So God says, clear out the old to make room for the new. And we know in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that when we became Christians, it says if anyone is in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come. But if you're like me, just because I became a Christian doesn't mean that I didn't still hold on to some of the old. And so it's really a process of renewal that we go through little by little every single day. And so in Romans, I was thinking about being a new creation and becoming new. And how do we change? How does our life change? Because we have to become new. So it talks about in Romans 12 and 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed or changed by the entire renewal of your mind. And then in the Amplified Bible, in parentheses, it says, by its new ideals and attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves. Now listen to this. This is good. This is something he gave me this morning. What is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God? I talk to so many people, and including myself, who are asking God, God, what do you want me to do? God, I'm surrendered to you. God, I'm ready for the new. What do you want me to do? What is your will for my life? And I wonder if there's anyone within the sound of my voice that isn't asking that question. God, what do you want to do in me? What do you want to do through me? I'm ready for change. And so it says in Romans 12, 2, that we have the responsibility not to be conformed to this world. And in the Amplified Bible, it says not to get caught up in the customs and in the rituals and in the attitudes of the world. Now, that is a tough thing to do or not to do because we are surrounded. We're constantly bombarded by images of what the world says that we're supposed to be. And if you watch television, if you listen to the radio, there are messages that are constantly poured into you about what you're supposed to be and what's okay. You know, everything is gray now. There's no black and white. There are no absolutes. Everything in the world is, I'm okay, you're okay. Do you remember that book from back in the 70s? It really began back then with the attitude of, you know, really whatever you want to do is okay. God loves you. And you know what? That is true. God does love you. He loves all of us. But there are absolutes in God's world and in God's kingdom that he is asking us to follow. And he says that we are not to be conformed to this world. We're not to be conformed to this world's customs to this world's beliefs and to this world's attitudes. So how do we combat all the messages that we're surrounded with? Well, the next part says to be transformed or changed by the entire renewal of your mind. So how do we change? It says by the entire renewal of our mind. Well, the only way that we can be changed is by renewing our mind. So the way that we renew our mind is to listen to read, and to reprogram our mind to think like God thinks. There's only one way to know the mind of Christ, and that is to read his word and study it. Because, you know, you can take one scripture out of context, and some people have built an entire religion or entire denominations on one or two scriptures in the Bible. But we're to take the Bible in its entirety and literally study the word of God. So he says that you can literally be transformed. How is Dana Davin going to change? How am I going to change my old habits? How am I going to change? Only by changing my mind. We must change our mind. And it says in the Amplified, new ideals and attitudes. So we've got to go back into the Word of God and find out what are God's ideals and what are God's attitudes. And then it goes on to say, now listen to this. This is very important. So that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we are to prove for ourselves what God's will is for our lives. I thought that was so important when I really saw that this morning. By renewing my mind to God's way of thinking, by staying connected to him and by staying in his word, I can literally prove for myself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God for my life. And then, of course, it goes on to say, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. So we are new creatures, but we've got to renew our mind, because becoming a new creature doesn't mean that we are immediately going to think new thoughts and act new ways and believe correctly. So we've got to renew our minds. And then, of course, Leviticus 26 and 10 says, clear out the old to make room for the new. You see, many times, guys, we've got one foot in and one foot out. I mean, to be quite honest, I lived a lot of my life that way. And it's much more popular with the general population to do that. I mean, really, it's okay to be a Christian as long as you don't talk too much about it. It's okay to go to church as long as you're not too passionate about it. Because when you become passionate about it, then you become a fanatic. Then you become a religious fanatic. Have you ever heard anybody say that? Well, she's just become a fanatic. Well, I got to tell you, you know, I beg to differ, because I'm reading a book right now called Not a Fan. Jesus had a lot of fans. In fact, he's got a lot of fans today. Christians that are sitting in the stands cheering him on. But when Jesus had an encounter with a human being, every single where in the Bible that somebody had an encounter with Jesus, he gave them something radical that he wanted them to do. And many, many times, and you'll see this over and over again, they walked away because it was too hard. It was too much. It would have required them to give up something they didn't want to give up. It would have required them to lose some friends, to maybe lose some material possessions. So this book I have to highly recommend. It's by Kyle Eidelman, and it's called Not a Fan. And it really challenged me and is challenging me to really think about what it means to be a true follower of Christ.
Rodriguez changing his clothes for an interview, taking his dear sweet time.
We've got somebody that we can hear you in the background. If you can hit star 6 and mute out, I think that's going to end up on our recording, but it's okay. So if you could hit star 6 and mute out, that would be great. We've got a little background noise. So last but not least today, we are new creatures. It says that everyone, the old has passed away, the new has come, and we have a new covenant. God says that the new covenant, what came through the blood of Jesus. So this morning I was thinking about the old covenant. It was all about the law. It was all about the rules. It was all about the regulations. It was all about sacrificing bulls and goats. And if you didn't do it correctly and didn't do it right, you were under this curse. But now we're under a new covenant. We have to be careful, though, that we don't use that as an excuse to just do whatever we want to do and say, well, we're under God's grace. We have to really realize that that new covenant, although we do have the grace and mercy of God, and we're so thankful for that, it also requires something of us. So in 2 Corinthians 3:6, God says that he has qualified us. Now, this is good news for you today, and it's good news for me today. He has qualified us, making us fit, worthy, and sufficient as ministers of the new covenant of salvation through Christ. Not ministers of the law, but of the Spirit. For the code of the law kills, but the Holy Spirit makes alive. So basically, it goes from the external to the spiritual. So the old covenant, the old way you used to live, is all about externals. You know, and we've read in the Word how God despises those who just do their deeds in public to be seen and noticed by men. In fact, he says that none of that will stand when we stand before him. So he's looking for a people that will be radical for him. He's looking for people that want a radical life change, that are willing to do some things differently. You know, the version of insanity, I've always heard this, and I think it's great to mention today. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing you've always done, but expecting different results. I think Christians are really, really good at that, because we somehow think God's going to miraculously zap us with these changes. God's going to miraculously zap us with something new. But I got to tell you, you and I have got to walk it out. We've got to walk it out, staying connected to him, listening to his voice, reading his word, staying focused on the pure, the powerful, the positive. And what does God have to say about your situation? You know, many times we run to the phone and not to the throne.
Anthony, you still in here?
We run to someone
Hello?
For advice.
Okay.
We got somebody yelling in
the back. I don't know those.
We run to someone for advice instead of running to God. So it's so critically important to know that he is our source. He is our source. And in closing today, I want to read a psalm to you, Psalm 98:1-3. So if you want to turn with me, if you've got your Bible, or I'll just read it to you. Psalm 98 says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have wrought salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation, and he openly shows us in sight of all. He has earnestly remembered his mercy, his loving kindness, his faithfulness toward us, and we have witnessed this." And then it says, and you know this scripture, "Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Break forth into singing and sing praises to the Lord." And so I believe today, as we end this segment of Coffee and the Word, let's leave this call today singing a new song to the Lord. Instead of complaining about what he hasn't done and what hasn't changed and what hasn't happened, let's begin thanking him for all that he has done and all that he is in our lives. And let's begin to look for the ways that he wants us to change, for the areas of our lives. And I can guarantee you, I know he's doing this with me, there are certain things that he is convicting you about, that he wants you to change, that he wants you to stop doing, or that he wants you to begin doing. And so each and every one of us are on a journey with him to discover his will for our lives. And he will reveal it. He promises that. He is faithful, and he is worthy to be praised. So today, renew your mind. This is a good beginning, getting in on this call. We are renewing our minds by the word of God. The reason I call this Coffee in the Word is that every morning my habit is to get up with my cup of coffee and the word of God to start my day, to focus in. And I can tell you, I went for years and didn't do that. I was a Christian. I went to church. I volunteered at church, But I got up every morning. I turned on the Today Show. Maybe I read the paper, went and got ready and got ready to go to work. But God changed and radically changed my life 3 years ago. And now it is coffee and the word in the morning. And it has changed my focus, my direction. And I got to tell you guys, sometimes it's not comfortable. Sometimes I think, man, it would be easier in some ways to go back to what I always did before and what I always knew before because, you know, I felt like I was in control. But once you release your life into His hands, you realize that you never were in control to begin with. You only thought you were. And so you realize that all along He's been directing your path. He's been pulling the feathers out of your nest to get you to move. He's been repositioning you for that new thing that He wants to do in your life. All those things that you've tried to make happen that haven't happened, He's been repositioning you for the new that He's getting ready to do. He's doing the same thing in my life. It's not comfortable and it's not easy, but it is exciting. I can't wait to see what He has in store for us next as a family of God. Spread the word. Let people know that we are here for encouragement, that we are here to help focus people in on what is really important. I'm telling you what, that song, that old song that says, turn your eyes toward Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will become strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And so I pray that for all of us today that we turn our eyes toward Him. Lord, we just love You today. We lift our lives up to You. And I thank You, Father, that I'm not just a fan of Yours, that I'm a follower. So, Lord, I pray that for every single one of us listening to the sound of my voice today, that we would be radically committed to You, that we would change by the entire renewing of our mind. So, God, we just thank You that You're faithful, and we thank You that Your mercies are new every single morning. We thank You for the new. We give You all praise and all glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.